From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now in a few minutes. A big win for workers as a family feud is settled.
But first, President Obama will meet with his national security advisors later today as he develops a game plan on how to deal with the Islamic State, or ISIS, in Iraq and Syria. ISIS militants have been moving easily between those two countries, effectively blurring the border. The president is weighing whether the U.S. should expand airstrikes into Syria. But some members of Congress are saying he must go through them before taking that action. NPR's justice correspondent Carrie Johnson joins us now from Washington, D.C. with more. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Sasha.
And Carrie, Congress, for the most part, seemed to be supportive of the targeted initial airstrikes in Iraq against ISIS. But now the administration is weighing whether to expand the operation in Iraq and also expand it into Syria. Tell us what the administration is saying.
Well, the administration has been fairly tight-lipped about the strategy. We do know, Sasha, about this meeting later today in Washington of the president's national security advisors. Vice President Biden, Secretary of State John Kerry, going to be phoning in via secure phone lines from their travels. The National Security Council would only say today that no decisions would be announced after the meeting this afternoon. We're hearing the White House, though, wants to have a handle on what it will do within the next few days.
And how about the members of Congress who are speaking up about this? Who are they and what's their perspective?
Well, as you mentioned, Sasha, people initially in Congress seem to support these ideas. But a number of lawmakers, mostly from the liberal left, have been pressing the White House now to get a formal authorization from Congress to use military force, not just in Iraq, but also potentially moving into Syria. They are arguing that such a serious step would and should involve lawmakers, not just the executive branch, not just the White House. And there are some influential voices in this debate. Starting with Tim Kaine, who's a senator from Virginia and a Democrat who's been quite close to the White House. He's been really outspoken about the need for Congress to act here. And so have quite a few House members. This week, they wrote a letter to Speaker of the House John Boehner. They include Barbara Lee, a Democrat of California, James McGovern, a Democrat from Massachusetts, and also a Republican, Walter Jones, from North Carolina. But, Sasha, it's important to note these are not lawmakers who have the power to set an agenda. They're not as influential voices as a committee chairman in the Armed Services or Intelligence Committees might be. So this debate is around the fringes, not within the center of Congress.
Carrie, in terms of the law, is it legally necessary for Congress to sign off on expanded military action?
Well, the White House has power to act to defend Americans and U.S. interests, both under the Constitution, Article 2 of the Constitution, and to act in self-defense under international law. There is something called the War Powers Resolution. That gives the White House about 90 days to either declare war or involve Congress. And that clock started to tick when President Obama sent troops to Iraq in June. But I'm told that there are ways to be creative about the math. For instance, the White House could argue each time it sent a new batch of people to Iraq, the clock started all over again. And of course, Sasha, there still is an authorization to use military force in place for Iraq and another for al-Qaeda, which Congress signed off on shortly after 9/11. The issue is we're so far away from 9/11 and the threat looks so different that many lawmakers and legal experts think the White House would be on firmer ground if they do involve Congress now.
Okay, so there are legal options, however, not to. But in terms of the implications for the president, if he moved ahead without congressional approval, what would that mean for him?
Well, this would be a really bold step and in some ways a repudiation of what candidate Barack Obama came into office promising. He was very critical of the Bush administration for usurping and taking up too much executive power and not consulting with Congress in Iraq and elsewhere overseas. And so for him to, in essence, take this path without asking Congress to formally authorize the use of force would expose him potentially to charges of hypocrisy here. I'm told also, Sasha, that Obama is worried about leaving a blank check for his successor. Some of the arguments he's making here could also apply to the next president down the road. And he is very careful in keeping that in mind moving forward. And of course, there's going to be a political price to pay either way.
If the president does involve Congress, this is certainly not a Congress known for getting things done quickly. So given that, could a decision be made before the November midterm elections?
It's hard to imagine how. Lawmakers are in session for fewer than 14 days in September, and they've been so dysfunctional and so unable to agree on even basic functions of government, it's difficult to see them agreeing on an issue this complicated and politically sensitive in the run-up to the November midterm elections. In fact, some of the criticism unnamed members of Congress and congressional aides has come in the past few days from some of these against some of these lawmakers who are asking for congressional action here. Their colleagues say, we don't want to take those kinds of votes before the midterm elections.
That's NPR's justice correspondent Carrie Johnson. Carrie, thank you.
You're welcome.